From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Much of what happens at a political convention is aimed at galvanizing the faithful, the delegates. But the acceptance speeches are aimed at a bigger audience, the national audience that's tuning in. Last night, Sarah Palin accepted the Republican vice presidential nomination, and tonight, the marquee event. John McCain makes his speech. Our co-host Robert Siegel has been asking Republicans in St. Paul what they hope to hear from McCain. Today, he went to the delegation from one critical state where the latest polls show a dead heat, Ohio.
Republicans figure win Ohio, win the White House. And in the past two presidential elections, they did. But 2006 was a disaster for the Ohio GOP. They lost the governorship and they lost a U.S. Senate seat. After Senator Mike DeWine was defeated by Democrat Sherrod Brown, DeWine returned to Ohio to chair the McCain campaign. And this morning, he told the delegates that the setup of the convention floor tonight will be different from previous nights.
Everything has changed. When you walk in there, don't get alarmed when you can't find your seat. It's there. We're still in good shape. But it's to have this conversation. You'll see John McCain talking to the American people about what his vision is for the future of this country. And I think it's going to also be a magnificent night.
The stage is being set to contrast with Barack Obama's Denver speech. Rather than compete with it, this will be a conversation. As to what McCain should actually say,
I think what John McCain will say is this is a new presidency. They want someone who says, look, we're all Americans, and I have a proven record of being able to bring people together.
It's about his capacity to lead more so than a particular program or a phrase one could place on a new approach that would address our economy.
I think what people will understand during the course of this campaign is that John McCain is just a different guy.
A brief digression about Mike DeWine. Last year, after he had taken up the McCain banner in Ohio, the national campaign famously faltered and laid off staff. DeWine says he had trouble recruiting candidates to be McCain delegates, so he dipped into his reserve.
I'm Fran DeWine, Mike DeWine's wife of 41 years, and I'm a delegate for John McCain.
I'm Kathy Holcomb from Worthington, Ohio. I'm Fran's sister, and I'm a delegate.
Bill Darling, I'm also from Worthington, the senator's son-in-law, and I'm a delegate.
I'm Anna DeWine. I'm Mike DeWine's youngest daughter, and I'm 16, so I'm not a delegate.
I'm Alice DeWine, I'm Mike and Fran's daughter. I'm a delegate from Ada, Ohio.
I'm Isabel Darling, I'm Mike DeWine's granddaughter, and I'm 12, so I'm not a delegate.
I'm Ken Struing, and I'm Fran DeWine's brother, and I am a delegate.
And anybody absent and not appearing this morning whom we should be hearing from?
Well, we have a lot who are absent, but we probably don't have time to go through all of them.
I asked some non-DeWine Ohio delegates what they hope or expect tonight. Ben Rose is a local Republican leader from Lima, Ohio.
Well, I think, first of all, he's going to talk to voters and not us.
You're the set here. You're the backdrop, the people in the convention.
That's exactly right.
And what does he say in this speech, do you think, that connects with voters and that gives him a win?
He has to say that he's more than a Republican, which he is. He has to say that he's a change agent, a reformer. He has to remind people that this is a dangerous world, and he's qualified from day one to handle national security issues. And he has to bring home to people, which I think he can clearly bring home, that he cares about the individual economic plight of American workers, and he'll do that.
Economic concerns were very much on the minds of these two members of the Ohio delegation, Mary Ann Christie, the former mayor of Madera, Ohio, near Cincinnati, and Marilyn Clark, a party leader from North Columbus, First Christie.
I think John McCain has to come on that floor and, you know, talk about how he is going to provide security for all of us and provide a stop to spending so that we can reduce taxes, so we can afford to live in this country. We're slowly becoming a second and third rate country.
I'm seeing your fellow delegates nodding. Marilyn Clark, do you agree?
Yes, I agree with Marianne 100%. My house valuation has doubled and my taxes have doubled.
I assume you've gotten a double whammy that your house valuation has doubled, but its real value in the market,
yes,
if your
indeed
town is like the rest of the country, it's probably gone down at the same time.
It's a home that my family has owned since 1929, and the reason for the double value is difficult for me to understand over a four-year period.
But if I hear the both of you right, he should acknowledge that people are hurting right now.
Oh, he has.
Definitely. We all are hurting. You know, and I have, you know, ample money, but I still feel the pinch. I mean, I feel like I buy my car every time I go to that gas pump.
And that's the challenge for John McCain tonight, to go beyond a biography and issues of national security and connect with people who feel financially strapped today and very anxious about tomorrow. From the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, this is Robert Siegel.